Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Let's see, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, 93.7 The Fan. And the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for youth baseball, softball. Showcase parents and coaches, send an email to us, youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, Century 21. Fairways Real Estate. All right, it's time for the Bechtold Breakdown. And, of course, that is when our esteemed producer, you know him as City Limits, breaks down the world of sports. So let's get started, sir.
All right, Paul. So conference realignment officially took into effect this week on July 1st. As the ACC has added a couple of new teams, SMU, Cal, and Stanford have been added. The SEC welcomes Texas and Oklahoma from the Big 12. The Big 12 added a plethora of teams, and the Pac-12 became the Pac-2.
Right.
And basically has no one left. Did you see the video of the Pac-12 on the Pac-12 network when the network basically dissolved all at once and it like faded to black, and it was one of like the saddest things for a network TV?
Well,
it completely disappeared. But the point is, it's all taken in effect now. It's all real. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really interesting look at it. Of course, Monday was the first official day of all these things. And so the Pac-12 is interesting to me because I think that they still have like a year or two left on their TV contracts, right? So Washington State and Oregon State are going to reap the benefits of all of the deals the Pac-12 had in place where they were splitting it with like 12 other teams. I think for like 2 years, they get to basically keep it all themselves.
So why not move to a different conference then, I guess, at this point? Like,
well, that's all about money. That's why they stayed in the Pac-12. And they sued and fought so hard to keep the Pac-12, you know, alive and everything else, because they are able to reap all of the benefits of being in the Pac-12 for at least another year or two. I think it's 2 years. So, yeah, exactly.
And the Big Ten has become what, the Big 18? With the amount, with the laundry list of teams that are currently in the Big Ten at the moment, adding Washington.
I mean, the Big Ten has 18 teams, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. UCLA and USC.
The Big 12 has 16, 18 teams now, too.
Yeah, they added a ton.
And the ACC's got 18 as well, I think, because you added those three. And they had 15 before, 14 for football, 15 for everything else. So you got 17 or 18 teams in the ACC, too.
So how bad, or maybe good, is this for college sports? For football, I think it's great. For everything else, it's not, in my mind.
I've said often that the dumbest thing about all this conference realignment is that it's really about football.
Right.
So why not just separate football out? I don't understand why you wouldn't do that. Just separate football out. And then, you know what? Football is completely different, and then you can keep all your conferences together.
Like you see it in D3 sports, where football will play in a certain conference,
right,
and then everyone else will play in a different conference.
And they do that for travel purposes and saving some money on that kind of the logistics of it.
I think that's what Case Western does in the PAC because they play against Waynesburg, W&J, right. Grove City, Allegheny, all those guys in the PAC for football, but I think they're separate for every other sport.
Right. I mean, it's
that might
it's
not
stupid.
Be true, actually.
It's stupid to me that Stanford and Cal are in the same conference as Miami and Florida for, you know, every other sport. Now, in football, to me, if you separated all the other sports and said, we're going to keep all these conferences intact the way they are for all the other sports, and then we're going to realign these, you know, do realignment for just football, then it would be, you know, and make football one big league, almost like the NFL, where, you know, the league as a whole negotiates all of the contracts and all the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would make a lot more sense to me. But what do I know?
All right, Paul. Joe Burrow said that his main focus for 2024 is being on the field for every game. Seems pretty clear, obvious, and evident. But I think if that's the case, then the Cincinnati Bengals will win the division and will once again have a chance to win the AFC and go on to the Super Bowl. Maybe I'm just that high on Joe Burrow, even though their weapons seem to be unhappy. T. Higgins and big pass rusher Trey Hendrickson. If Joe Burrow is healthy and playing, do you think the Bengals win the AFC North and also can have a chance to go all the way?
I mean, the Bengals to me are probably a team that we're not talking about enough.
No, not at all.
Everybody's so focused on everybody else that they almost, it seems like, have forgotten that the Bengals still have a really, really good quarterback. They still have some good skill guys. And they did a lot to sort of retool their defense. So, yeah, I think the Bengals are a team that we're not talking about enough, for
now,
sure.
Yeah, it seems like all the attention's going to Baltimore because of how far they went last year and just barely missing out on the Super Bowl. Lamar MVP season. The Browns seemingly always grab attention no matter what happens. And the Steelers made the most noise out of anybody in the offseason with the move that they made at quarterback and other skill positions and also bringing back Tomlin. So, I think there's some fair points there.
Right. It's one of those things where I think the bottom line is the Ravens get all of the publicity because of Lamar Jackson. And around here, the Steelers and the Browns, we talk about a lot. And really, we've broke down all three of these teams a ton. So to me, I look at it like this. The Bengals are probably going to be a team that's under the radar to start the season that nobody's talking about because everyone forgets about them because Burrow was hurt last year.
Paul, what's your takeaway on fireworks? Love them? Hate them? Get annoyed by them quickly?
Indifferent. I'm really indifferent. It's just one of those things where I feel like it's if they're in the air, I'll watch them and be like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool, but I mean, I'm 54 years old. How many fireworks have I seen?
Exactly. Like, I feel like I've seen them hundreds of times.
And I feel like
I've seen enough. I don't need to see anymore.
Right. And I feel like it's one of those things where.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
I mean, they try and do new things and cool things all the time.
The drone show is cool. I like that.
Right. That's different. But what I'm saying is, in terms of shooting them in the air and exploding into different colors, I just don't know that there's a whole lot more you can do with them.
No. I mean, there's not.
You know what I mean?
I like the sparkler ones that, like, they're kind of newer, but they don't really do anything. They just kind of go up and show some light, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, I like the ones that blow up. And then they blow up again.
Yeah.
And then they blow up a third time. But by the same token, how many fireworks shows have you seen?
Realistically, probably about 75.
Exactly. And I always say, I think it's amazing what they do. I think they're, you know, interesting. But if you're asking me, am I going to drive out of my way or I'm going to go out of my way to go watch fireworks? No. No, I'm not. I'm just not.
I won't either. I'm just kind of tired of it at this point. Maybe it's because my dog is so terrified of the fireworks and the loud noises and people shooting them off in yards in the neighborhood I don't like, especially just random times. Like, 4th of July, okay, I get it. But, like, it seems like everybody's got a firework event. Every community day, they shoot off fireworks. They're legal in PA to sell, so everybody's shooting them off in the neighborhood. Unless it's, like, a wedding, which rarely happens where they shoot off fireworks, or the Pirates hit a home run, I don't want to see fireworks.
Right.
And that might be my old man yelling at Cloud Take, but I just don't care. I've seen them enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're good in terms of if people love them. People love to go to see these displays. You know, they put out their chairs and, you know, I get it. But I'm like you. If I happen to be driving along the road and I see them, or if I happen to be outside somewhere and they're shooting them off, yeah, I'll watch them and be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really it, though.
But I'm never going to go out of my way to go see them, for sure.
Finally, Joey Chestnut ate 57 hot dogs in 5 minutes yesterday.
Wow.
57 in 5 minutes. That's what? Almost 6 hot dogs a minute? No.
57 hot dogs in 5 minutes? That's 10 hot dogs. That's 11 hot dogs a minute.
Yeah, it's 11 hot dogs a minute. I was doing it by 10 minutes. Yeah, so 11 hot dogs per minute.
So basically, he almost doubled what you guys did in 1 minute, what you guys did in 10.
Yes. And he's...
Ugh.
It's just disgusting.
That is so disgusting.
He was a hot dog short of tying Patrick Bertoletti's winning performance in the hot dog eating contest for Nathan's.
Yeah.
They had their own hot dog eating contest for Joey Chestnut and a couple others.
And wasn't there a woman that ate like 51 yesterday or something? I mean, that is absolutely incredible.
I just can't get into competitive eating. Like, I will follow along with the hot dog eating contest. I will not usually watch it. It's not like appointment viewing for me.
Right.
I just don't understand the big time flair for it. It's like an actual sport, I'm sure they call it, other than on the 4th of July eating hot dogs.
Baseball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out. Also, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevy at Sun Chevy Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions, sunchevy.com. High of 88 today, cloudy skies. So, Joey Chestnut was not in the contest, though, was he?
No, that's correct. He was not in the Nathan's contest because he has an endorsement deal with someone else now that prevents him from competing in the Nathan's.
So, did he just do that to basically show that he could still beat the champion? He would still be the champ? Is that?
Yes, pretty much. I'm sure he got some incentive out of it.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's kind of a flex, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's kind of like basically saying, hey, you know, I'm still the man.
57 in 5 minutes. So does that mean he took it lightly in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest for years?
Yeah, that's just so repulsive. My stomach is hurting just thinking about it. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years. And, of course, we're going to give away baseball tickets.
Yes.
This would be July 19th for the July. That's, I think, the first game when they come back, right? Didn't we establish that's the first game when they come back?
Yeah, right after the All-Star break.
Right after the All-Star break, they play, is it the Cardinals, I think? Let's look it up. Let's give, what's my man on the text line that hates when we look things
Grizzly
up?
Grizzly Adams.
Philadelphia.
Phillies.
They're playing the Phillies.
Yinderpalooza weekend, always against Philadelphia.
Right. So they're playing Philadelphia. Call now. You can win 2 tickets to see the Pirates on July 19th at 6:40.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.